Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
This is the Ask Coach Perry podcast. My name is Brad Brown. Lindsay Perry with us, and let's get straight into today's question. Lindsay, it comes in from Tunzi Dwanya. And Tunzi says, what are the signs that you may be peaking too early? And if so, what can you do about it? Tunzi says, I ran Comrades in 2015, which he did not complete, feeling a bit tired and feeling like he had exhausted his best running and was coming off of his peak. He should mention that he was down with flu after Los Corp. He rested between that and Wally Haywood. He dragged himself through Wally and ended up only doing the half marathon, although he had entered the marathon. He wants to avoid a repeat of that in 2016. It's a good question, because at this stage in your Comrades training, it's very normal to feel tired, but you don't want to be sort of overdoing it and making sure that you put your best effort in basically a month out from race day.
Yeah, and Los Corp is a dangerous race for doing that, because it has so much downhill. I mean, most of the race is downhill till 40Ks. So you do tend to get quite far ahead of whatever time you're aiming for, because the running feels so easy, which then gets you excited about your finishing time, and then you probably end up running a very hard last 10Ks up a big mountain and down the other side. So you have to be careful at Los Corp and be quite strict with your pacing and stick to what your comrade's plan is, because you are racing it on tired legs and you're running a lot of downhill, and downhill is damaging to the muscles. So that then makes it harder to recover. But just listening to the whole story, to me, it sounds very much like that Los Corp pushed way too hard, and it's absolutely normal to pick up illness after racing quite hard. Then once he got sick, did not allow enough time to actually just recover properly, get healthy before you start training again, and literally slogged through training sessions and forced it. So there were quite a few mistakes that were made. To avoid that mistake, you want to go really nice and easy at Los Corp. Make sure you've recovered well from that effort. Stay healthy, and then tick over, follow a sensible, gradual, tapered approach with a steep taper in the last 2 weeks. And then you should get to Comrades and have your best run there. Incidentally, regardless of whether you do your long run 4, 5, or 6 weeks before race day, if you do that long run and run it really hard, you're still going to feel its effects in Comrades. So you are going to have tired legs when you run at Comrades. So you have to do that run easy.
Cool. There we go. Tunzi, thank you very much for that question. Much appreciated. I hope that helps, and I hope you get two Comrades fighting fit and strong, and you have a great race in 2016. Much appreciate the question, and much appreciate you listening as well. Thank you so much to everyone. Thank you. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. If you want to leave us a rating or review, it really does help us in the ratings on iTunes. So if you wouldn't mind doing that, it would really, really help a lot. So thank you very much. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.